We sing the words, "Here is love vast as the ocean." And Lord, as we come to look at your word, as we come to look at our theme today, may we in a new way experience your love that is vast as an ocean. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Last Sunday, we began a mini sermon series, as an offshoot from the journey that we have been taking through John's Gospel. We had reached the story in John 4, where Jesus meets the Samaritan woman. And for me, it's a wonderful story. It's filled with all sorts of meaning. There is that earthly provision, but there also is that deeper meaning. There's grace. There is Jesus living out in a very real way God's acceptance, God's love. There's the invitation for the woman to come and to draw or to drink upon a deeper spiritual living water that John tells us is Jesus. And then there is a conversation at the end of the story where the Samaritan woman and Jesus talk about worship, what it is to worship, where you are to worship, and so on. And Jesus says to her that when we worship, it's about the attitude that we bring into our worship. When we worship, he says, it's to be done with an attitude that is filled with God's Spirit and filled with truth. It's a very interesting account. And so, in an unplanned way, I took that as a springboard to have a mini-sermon series over the Sundays in Lent. And to ask the question, what does it mean for us in this church, across the Virginia group of parishes, what does it mean to worship God in spirit and in truth? What does church mean for us? And what do we do when we gather as the church? And to help us, we're using, as I said last week, a very short book called How to Walk into Church by a man called Tony Payne, in which he addresses that subject matter of what it is we do when we walk through the doors, primarily on a Sunday morning. And the plan, as I shared last week, is that I will introduce each chapter, give you a synopsis of each chapter in the book, and then on a Wednesday evening in the rectory from 8 to 9, we can come together and to discuss it in a deeper way over a cup of tea or coffee or whatever. And last week we began with the question, how do we walk into church? What is the attitude that we bring when we walk into church? And Tony Payne, echoing Jesus, said that our attitude is key. He said that when we walk into church, we should be praying about where we should sit. The simple focus puts us in the frame of mind towards God, that as we walk into church, it's about worshipping him. But as we walk into church, it's also coming together as God's people, which we're going to look at for a few moments in a moment. And as we met on Wednesday evening, it was interesting. There was about maybe eight of us there, Doris, I think, was there, as we came together from the churches, as we shared our own sense of what we did when we walk into church, our own experiences of growing up within churches. It was very interesting to hear the different expectations that we all bring as we walk into church. And also we talked about the importance of ensuring that we were welcoming as communities. If you had to walk into a strange place, or you are walking into a strange church that you knew nobody, it's a very intimidating thing, isn't it? And so we talked about what it is to be a welcoming community. Although we did agree that for most of us in our churches, we didn't need to pray about where we were going to sit. I think we're all creatures of habit, aren't we? Pretty much we come and we sit where our families throughout the generations have always sat. But we did, on a serious note, sort of talk about what that meant, and we reckoned that it wasn't so much about physically where we sat, because we essentially have our own seats, but it was being willing to be used by God to reach out and to notice those around us. Sometimes we come into church, and we come in, we are here for three quarters of an hour, or an hour, and then we leave. whereas we should come into church engaging and noticing folk around us, taking note even of those who perhaps maybe feel they're struggling and maybe journeying alongside them. So that was the first chapter in terms of our attitude of coming to church. And as we leave this foundational chapter, as we move on to chapter 2, what we're going to find is that it helps us understand from God's eyes in a deeper way, what is this thing that we called church? What is this thing that we call church? And if you want to read more, there are copies of chapter 2 at the back of the church. It was lovely. It is lovely to see folk from all the churches taking each of the chapters. I do hope folk have had a chance to read through what we are doing each week. And again, just invite folk, if they are able, to come along to the rectory Wednesday 8 to 9. But anyway, in terms of this chapter, the first thing Tony Payne underlines at the beginning of the chapter is that church is more than just a building. We are so fortunate that we have a lovely space to come and to worship God. And this year, we'll celebrate 200 years of people coming to worship together. It's important that we have God-honoring buildings. But Tony Payne underlines that a church is more than the building in which we meet. And I was reminded of that hymn that we have in our own church hymnal that says, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. So the church is about people meeting together. And that's the New Testament definition of the church. It's a gathering or it's an assembly of people. However, Tony Payne quite rightly and quickly says that the church is not just any gathering, because there are lots of gatherings that we are part of in our lives, lots of social places that we go to gather. But the church is more than a gathering. And this is the key line that he uses. He says, church is an assembly called together by God for his own purposes. Called together by God for his own purposes. So if we really want to understand what church is, then we need to understand what the purposes of God are and to go to the place in the New Testament to begin to answer that question is from the reading that we heard this morning from Hebrews. Actually, it's Hebrews 10, 11 and 12, but I didn't think we should read three chapters of that passage. So we just read a wee brief segment. Now, I don't want to go through all that is written in Tony Payne's chapter. As I said, we can read that in our own time if we so fancy, and we can discuss more on Wednesday. However, Tony Payne, in choosing this passage, reminds us of what a privilege it is to come and to gather as God's people. We can take that for granted, that we have a freedom to come and to gather as God's people. Not just a freedom to come in an earthly sense, because we don't face some of the challenges that other Christians in the world face for celebrating their faith. But again, there is a deeper meaning to what Tony Payne writes. We were once through sin separated from God, and that's the story pretty much of the Old Testament. The people of God were not able to come into God's presence in a real sense in the temple where they worshipped. God's presence, the Holy of Holies, was separate from them. And in the temple in Jerusalem, there was quite literally a curtain that separated God's presence from the rest of his people. So in the Old Testament sense, we were not able to come into God's presence. But in this reading from Hebrews, we are reminded that Jesus has dealt with that. That Jesus on the cross has taken our sin. And because of that, he has opened up a way to God and he invites us into a new relationship, a brand new relationship where we can come with freedom and without fear or guilt into God's presence freely and openly. Again, I wonder how often we think of the privilege of that, of being able to come into God's very near presence freely and openly. So on an individual level, the purpose of church is allowing us to come into God's presence, forgiven, redeemed, restored. However, as we've already heard, church is more than that. God's extraordinary purpose in Christ was not just to save you and I, but his purpose was to gather a great congregation of people together. So God's majestic purpose in Christ is to save and redeem and gather around himself a people from every nation to give them confident access to his own presence. And that's one of the words that we hear in Hebrews, that we are confident in God's presence as we come. So what are we walking into when we walk into church each week? And I finish with this. We're walking into a gathering that God himself has called together as part of his majestic plan to save and to gather his people around the Lord Jesus Christ. To gather people. Secondly, as we do that, we are joining with God's people, not only here, but across this group of parishes, across this community, across our land, and right around the world. We are gathering with God's people in the worship of God. So we're part of something bigger than ourselves. And as we walk into church, we're also walking into an outpost or a foretaste of the great spiritual heavenly assembly of the people of God. So not only joining and worshiping God in an earthly sense, but we are joining and worshiping God with those in the heavenly realms too. So church really is a privilege. The purpose of church really is a privilege. And when we begin to grasp what we're walking into, actually it's something that is very humbling at its core. So now that we begin to understand what it is we're walking into, what the purpose of church is, next week we're going to ask the question, why do we go there each week? But for now, we are thankful that we can gather as God's people. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that through Jesus, through his blood, through the cross, through the resurrection, that by faith that we can be redeemed, that we can be saved, that we can know that we can come into God's presence as we are, not fearful, not full of guilt, but forgiven and loved. And as we gather together as God's people, may we get a sense that we are part of something bigger than ourselves, not only here or in this group of parishes, but right around our world, that we are gathering to worship you around your throne of grace. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.